Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
The tone when you're doing play-by-play has to be pretty straight. You're observing and you're kind of reporting. Like, I can't even if I think it's a good tone, that's, oh man, isn't this amazing? You shouldn't even bring that necessarily. It's got to be a little more honest and clean. Does that resonate with you, that thought? Well,
the big word, the most important one to keep in mind, unless you happen to work for the Baltimore Orioles, is honesty. And that's a very, very important element to presenting a game on radio, because they can't see it. Your listener is depending on you. They're trusting you, and whatever your passion for the team or teams that you might broadcast on a regular basis, your first obligation is to give a fair analysis and an honest analysis of what's happening on the field. And then everything else kind of falls in behind that. But if your audience can't trust you, then you've got nothing. And I think what we're learning from this debacle in Baltimore is that the fans want honesty and they appreciate honesty. And if a small-minded, small-town mentality owner or general manager or broadcast executive thinks otherwise, well, the fans are going to let them know that they're wrong. And that might be the best thing to come out of this whole Kevin Brown incident in Baltimore, is that, you know, an organization can try to play its fans for fools, but when the fans respond in the opposite fashion, to the contrary, then hopefully it'll be a learning experience for ownership and management in Baltimore and hopefully everywhere else, that, you know, you might want your announcers to be, quote, homers, but you've got to implore them to be trustworthy. And I would hope that's the lesson that comes out of this whole thing.
No, hear, hear. The free Kevin Brown chants that erupted. Unbelievable. You get chills. It's just kind of a beautiful expression of the fans' desire to have their baseball handed to them, as you say, with honesty. You'd think the Angelos family would have learned from the John Miller stuff more than almost 30 years ago.
But no,
I guess not.
Yes, you would have, Matt. You certainly would have. But, you know, when you are the imperial, grand, high, exalted Mr. Grueler in an organization, you can be tone deaf and not have to answer to anyone until the opposition comes. And, you know, the free Kevin Brown chants, it was organic.
Free Kevin Brown! 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 Free Kevin Brown!
And it repels the suggestion that fans want an announcer who's just rooting for the home team. That's part of it. I mean, I can't hide behind some cloak of objectivity is the wrong word, because I think we try to be objective. But, you know, if anybody thinks I'm doing a Mets game and don't want the Mets to win, they laugh off that suggestion. I was a Met fan since day one. And in all the years I've been a Mets broadcaster, they know I want the Mets to win, but that doesn't stop me from giving an honest account of what's happening on the field. That's the only agenda. Just be honest. Be fair. If you have to criticize a player, it's not personal. and you can't bludgeon them over the head. A guy makes a bad play, you report he made a bad play, and you move on.
Yeah, your legit fandom makes the honesty more valuable, frankly. I always think of Animal House. They can't say that about our pledges. Only we can say that about our pledges.
Well played, Matt. Very well played.
I'm sorry. So, Howie, did you ever have a moment, maybe before a level of security kicked in, where you worried about something you said, where you were being honest about Mets struggles? Because Lord knows there were a lot of them for a lot.
Well,
of
in
years.
the early days of my play-by-play tenure with the Mets, when I was still trying to shake off my talk show background, I might have been a little more caustic than I needed to be about certain things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was never told, don't say this, but it was suggested to me that I might have been able to say it a little differently. And I understand that and accept it, because, as we said earlier, there is this separation between talk show host and play-by-play broadcaster. And obviously there are going to be times when your opinion is not only welcome, but it's insisted upon, you know. But again, I've learned over the years, there's a way to do it, there's a way to say it, and you don't make it personal. I mean, once in a blue moon, you might just have one of those difficult relationships with someone, and you have to work extra hard not to make it personal. And in my talk show days, there were a couple of times that I did get into personal stuff with certain management people back in the day, but that was just because of a wide philosophical gap in how a show that was predicated on opinions had to be presented. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was something that I think back now, and it's over 30 years, was unfortunate, but I think it helped really make me a better broadcaster.
I think that navigating the nuances of these kind of relationships is fascinating, and a lot of listeners don't know that's what's going on, but they know it well executed when they hear it. If it's in your tone about a play, like they know how you feel. But at the end of the day, you are an employee of the team. You're part of the team in that way. So you know more than you're allowed to say. And that's okay. That comes with the trust of you being judicious, and it is a part of the job. It comes down to the people trusting you to do that job on some level.
Absolutely. And you have to build that trust. You have to work to earn their trust. And I don't think that, however talented a young broadcaster might be, you can establish those credentials in the short term. It takes a little time. And yeah. I think that's fine, because it develops honestly and organically. And you kind of know, you get a sense when you've made the connection as a broadcaster between your audience and yourself. And I think that ultimately allows you to feel a little bit more confident, not as hubris, but just in a way that allows you to speak your mind and know that you've figured out what the balance is, and that you're telling the fans what they need to hear, and that management is going to understand why you're saying it the way you're saying it. And hopefully there's a symbiotic relationship that develops there where everybody gets on the same page.